So it's not uncommon for organizations to spend 80% of their time on tasks that generate 20% of their productivity. Being honest, this can be the default human response for all of us. I know I can do this easily. Being busy can be a form of laziness. Laziness of clarity, laziness in communication, of time, laziness in execution. But there's a cure for this. It involves getting the rational part of your brain and the emotional working together, going towards the same destination, but moving along a third element that I told you I would tell you about today, and that's the path. Now, I have a lot more to share with you regarding the inner elephant and rider and how to harness each of those. I'll describe that in coming weeks, but here's the path. Even if you have a clear destination and clear motivation, you can still fail at recruiting, and your agents can fail at being successful if they are not exactly sure how to get to their final destination in the most direct way. Without the clear route, we are likely to wander and perhaps even eventually give up. Most of us need a clear path, distinct steps to follow to get to the destination. Several paths to many destinations, or even several paths to the same destination, leads to confusion and will invariably create wandering for you and your team. And the very best candidates will experience this as sloppy and will quickly disqualify you as a place to work. Only the most desperate candidates will tolerate a sloppy system in today's world. For the path to work properly, you must have a repeatable system that creates predictable growth. To do this, you need three things. Distinct steps. You must shorten the distance between each step, and you have to remove any obstacles. So, does your recruiting and onboarding and agent success trajectory do all of these? A path that is repeatable, that creates predictable growth, is one that has all this. If you need time to spend building one where there is a distinct steps where each step in the system is broken down as much as possible to lessen the distance between each step so that each step can be more clearly defined, more easily reached, more easily measured, corrected, and coached, and where obstacles can be more easily seen and removed, you need to do it in order to be successful. One clear example in recruiting is how we have built into our recruiting process software several identifiable and well-defined steps in the recruiting process for a candidate. Prospect, lead, qualified lead, interview, license, offer, hire. Without question, the companies who follow these steps end up with the most hires because they're lessening the distance, they can see what obstacles lie between each piece of these, and they can correct them and coach them to perfection. Dividing the path into portions will make it easier and more efficient to measure, more efficient to accomplish, and will make it easier to remove obstacles. I guarantee that if you keep close records of each step and shorten the distance between each step along the way, obstacles will be more easily spotted. And then the path will enable you to attract more savvy candidates and allow your team to stay on point. In our experience, those teams following such a path are much more successful.